sent by God and has created havoc, pain, suffering. And the question comes to mind, why? That leads to getting anxious, worried, fear. So here is David writing this psalm. We all know David was a man after God's own heart. David had lots of weaknesses, adversities, but we saw him seeing prosperity as well. He had lots of enemies inside and outside, internal and external. We know that David was a sinner saved by grace. He committed serious, heinous crime, murder, adultery, deceive. One day we see him zero, and the next day we see him standing before Goliath, killing Goliath. Now he's a hero. He lost a young child. He lost a grown-up son. So he's seen it all. But in the midst of it, David can look back and say, the Lord cares for me. The Lord never leaves me nor forsakes me. So today we shall see from this psalm the lessons we can learn. The first lesson, what we must not do. What we must not do? Verse 1. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not be envious of wrongdoers. David has many enemies. As someone said, David lived most of his life in caves. From one cave to another cave. It's the life of a leader, a Christian leader. It's the life of a Christian that's always chased by enemies or sin. But David, in the midst of surrounded by enemies, he said, fret not. What does that mean, fret not? It's not a very common word, is it? Same for us. I mean, we're just coming out of COVID and it's spreading again. And then we have this inflation. It's going high. It's petrol prices. Salaries are going down. And all these things makes us anxious, worried. The Word of God says, fret not. Do not be anxious. Do not be worried. Why? Because when we are anxious, we likely to lose temper. That leads to hot-headedness. That leads to anger. And slowly, it turns into worse behavior. So David says, fret not. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not be envious of wrongdoers. Don't, when you see the wicked people around you, the way they behave, the way they treat, the way they undermine the Word of God, the way they undermine Sabbath, don't be anxious. Do not worry. Don't worry about the present and the past. Trust in the Lord. So what we must not do, do not be anxious. That leads to anger. And what we must do, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and be friend, faithfulness. So what we must do? Trust. obey, believe. So when you trust in the Lord, mean I have full confidence in the Lord and in His written word. I am safe in the word of God. I'm secure in the word of God. My safety is in the word of God. That's what it means, trusting in the Lord, trusting in His promises, trusting in His word. This trust in the Lord appeared 40 times. And he goes on to say that trust Him in all situations. Bad situation, good situation, trust in the Lord. Hold on to Him. He is holding on to you. Trust in the Lord. Have your confidence in the Lord. How do we know that someone trusts the Lord Jesus Christ? By His action. Do good. Do good to others. Your faith, how can your faith shine? What's the fruit of the faith? Is doing good by loving. Love God, love fellow human beings. Love your neighbors as yourself, especially the people of God. Love needs to be active. Care. It's different shapes and forms it comes with. So trust in the Lord. And do good. Have your confidence in the Lord. Trust is a big word, isn't it? Doctors are asking, trust us. The lawyers are saying, trust us. The politicians, well, would you trust politicians? They're saying, trust us. We will fix all your problems. Trust us. The scripture says, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He is able. Everything is possible with the Lord. That's the reason I read Matthew chapter 6. Don't be anxious. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. So what we must not do, fret not. Don't be anxious. As a child of God, as Christian, believer, a child who has been made righteous, has received the righteousness of Christ, trust in the Lord. And secondly, delight yourself in the Lord. Verse 4, be joyful in the Lord. Be happy in the Lord. I'm not against those churches where they really express their happy and joy and jumping up and down. Well, I won't say much. But there's a deep sense of joy when you know the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. What brings joy to you? What brings delight to you? What makes you happy? In my worldliness, if Arsenal wins, that makes the day. Weekend is the best weekend when Arsenal wins. People live on it, don't they? If Arsenal loses the game, you can see their mood. It's a horrible weekend. But be happy. Christian, be joyful. That the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. He saved you from your sins. Delight in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. In the Lord. In the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. There's a deep, lasting joy a believer has that happens. happiness, the presence of the Lord in our life. And thirdly, commit your ways to the Lord. Roll it. I cannot carry it. I cannot handle this situation. I cannot manage myself. Commit yourself, your way to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Don't carry it yourself. And we know people get worried. Especially parents get worried about their children. I was talking to a mother a while ago, 15 years ago. She was really worried. She's got 3 children. They weren't married at that time. She said, I'm really worried. I don't know when they're going to get married. And guess what? They're married now. I'm really worried they don't have children. They all have 2 grandchildren each. I'm worried they don't have houses. They got houses and Ferraris. See, we get worried. Commit your ways to the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. Cast yourself on the Lord. And He will take care. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Let me read from verse 6. Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because the Lord cares for you. So what we must not do, don't be anxious. What we must do, trust in the Lord. Be joyful in the Lord. Commit yourself. Pray to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. And fourthly, be still. Verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Be still. Shh. Quiet. Rest. Be silent. Cease from everything. Some Christians practice this silent time in the morning. Early morning, be silent. Be silent before the Lord. And wait patiently for Him. Psalm 55 and verse 22. Psalm 55 verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden upon the Lord. Be quiet. Rest in the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9. Let me read from verse 8. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from His. Rest in the Lord. Be still. And know the Lord is God. So what we must not do, don't be anxious. What we must do, trust in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Commit yourself in the Lord. Be still in the Lord. And fifthly, refrain from anger. Refrain from anger. Do not be angry forsake wrath. And that word again, fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. Put away sinful thoughts. Put away sinful thoughts. Refrain. Do not get angry. Remember when often anger leads to what? Sin. Anger destroys family. Anger destroys friendship. So do not get angry. Forsake wrath. Turn away. Keep peace. Yes, you can disagree. We have different opinions. But do not fight. Do not get angry. Refrain from anger. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31. Ephesians 4 and verse 31. Let me read from verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. How many marriages have destroyed because of anger? Words spoken in anger. How many relationships have been destroyed because of anger? Lashing on each other. Not thinking before speaking. Put away sinful thoughts. It will destroy you. So don't be anxious. That's what we must not do. What we must do, trust in the Lord, delight in the Lord, commit your ways in the Lord, be still in the Lord, and refrain from anger. So what we must not do, what we must do, and what the Lord will do. What the Lord will do to the wicked. What the Lord will do to the wicked. Verse 2, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Verse 9, for the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. Verse 10, in just a little while the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. Verse 13, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. Verse 14, the wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Verse 17, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Verse 20, but the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pasture. They vanish like smoke, they vanish away. Verse 22, for those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. Verse 28. For the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. Verse 35 and 36. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree. But he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Though I sought him, he could not be found. Verse 38, but the transgressors shall be altogether destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. The wicked will be cast off, will be destroyed. We don't talk about these things. People say it's not very nice, but that's the word of God. They will be cast off. They will be judged. They will be destroyed. They will be asked, the free offer of the gospel has been offered to you, but you rejected it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and you rejected the Savior. You will be cast off. There will be judgment. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be horrible, horrible day. God deals with the wicked. Cast off. Cast off. But while He's sending judgment, but then He, before the judgment, He sends the free offer of the gospel. Jesus says, come, come to me, all those who are burdened and heavy laden. I give you rest. I offer you forgiveness. I offer you peace. I offer you friendship. I offer you my hand. Come, come. Trust me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come. If you're a non-Christian today, come. Even a little child, 2 years old child, can understand what does it mean to come. Anyone can come. Come, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls you, wherever you are. What have you done? What are you hiding? Come. Come. Cast all your cares upon Him. I like the picture that was led me to Christ on the cross. The preacher says, Jesus' arms were wide open, bleeding. But He says, come. Come, all sinners. I am able to save you. There is no sin which cannot be forgiven. All sins can be washed with the blood of the Lamb. He offers, He redeems us from all our past, present, future sins. So come. Trust me. Delight in me. Commit yourself to me. Be still in my presence. Refrain from anger. Come. And what the Lord will do to the righteous. So what we must not do, do not be anxious. What we must do, trust, delight, commit, be still in the Lord. Refrain from anger. Lord will punish the wicked. But before He does that, He offers peace, forgiveness, grace, and mercy. And what the Lord promised to the righteous, the blessings to the righteous. Look at with me verse 3. The second part of verse 3. Dwell, they will dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. The second part of verse 4. And He will give you desires of your heart. Verse 5b. Trust in Him and He will act. Verse 6, He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. 9b, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. 17b, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Verse 22, for those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land. Verse 25, I have been young and now I'm old, Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. Verse 26. He is ever lending, and his children becomes blessings. Verse 27. Turn away from evil and do good, so shall you dwell forever. Verse 28. For the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. Verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell upon it forever. Verse 30. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. Verse 33. The Lord will not abandon him to his power, or let him be condemned when he is brought to trial. Wait for the Lord, verse 34, and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. Verse 39, the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. What we must not do, don't be anxious. What we must do, trust, delight, commit, be still in the Lord. Refrain from anger. What the Lord will do, He will destroy the wicked. And what the Lord will do to the righteous, they take refuge in Him. The meek shall inherit the kingdom of God. Those who are broken-hearted, those who do not boast in themselves, don't boast in their own wisdom, but trust, fear the Lord. Praise be to God. Praise be to God that He offers salvation to all. For God so loved the world, and He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God calls you to come and trust in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful Savior we have. As we with old hymn, I just stand in awe and wonder. Why would you save me, a wicked, sinful man? That's mercy. That's the grace. That's the kindness of God. That He chooses from the filth of the world and He saves a soul and makes him his child. That's grace. Praise be to God. Come and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.